Today is Saturday, July 25th. Welcome to our very first weekend episode of The Newsworthy. We're calling it Special Edition Saturday. And for our very first interview, we're talking with a woman who keeps breaking barriers and knows what it's like to be the first in the world. Tony Award winner Ali Stroker made history as the first actor in a wheelchair to appear on Broadway. Stroker also starred in 12 episodes of the talent competition The Glee Project, and she won a guest role on Fox's Glee. You've probably also seen her in a variety of other shows and performances across networks and stages. Well, today, we're talking about her inspiring story, and she'll also be sharing her view of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the groundbreaking civil rights law that prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in all areas of life. This Sunday, tomorrow, we celebrate 30 years since the ADA first became law and changed America forever. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. It's fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. It's time for today's Special Edition Saturday. You ready? Let's do this. Hi, Ali. Thanks so much for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, before we discuss the ADA, I would love to just hear from you what it has meant to you to, one, win a Tony Award for your work on Broadway. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And two, to be the very first ever Broadway star who uses a wheelchair.
It's been such a dream come true. You know, I began singing and performing when I was 7 years old, and I always wanted to be on Broadway and to get the opportunity to revive 80 Annie in Oklahoma was so exciting and fulfilling. And then to be celebrated and awarded a Tony Award is the ultimate, right? The ultimate dream. I have been in a wheelchair since I was 2 years old. My wheelchair, my disability is my normal. It has been very, very exciting to see Broadway's audiences really be so excited about the way that I perform and the way that I am going about my work. I look at challenges and limitations as opportunities. I was fortunate enough to be raised that way. My dad gave me that. My mom gave me that. And so it applies directly to my work.
Because we're here today talking about the 30th anniversary of the American Disabilities Act, I would love to know from you if you felt like the ADA did help you in your journey to Broadway and in your everyday life. And if so, how?
Well, I'm the ADA generation. So I was hurt in 89 and the ADA came about in 1990. And so I feel like the ADA has been a huge part of my success and fulfillment in life. You know, I only know the world in a way where it is my right to have equal access. That doesn't always mean that there is equal access. So it's been sort of a dance of finding accessibility, finding accommodations, educating people. And on Broadway, again, having these conversations with producers, directors, really for the first time, you know, these things were brought up because I needed wheelchair accessibility. And I have been so fortunate. The people that I have worked with have wanted to make the accommodations, spend the money to change the backstage at theaters because they are not accessible. Backstages are not accessible. And so they had to make them accessible for me. And these producers and directors did it without a blink of an eye. They wanted to, and they knew it was the right thing. They wanted to be on the right side of history.
So you've already helped make changes on Broadway for the better. I want to dig in a little bit more to what you said, that it's not always accessible. Do you run into that a lot?
Yes. Living in New York City, I run into that every single day because a lot of buildings are grandfathered in. So technically, they don't have to change their architecture to make it accessible because of, you know, the ADA says that, you know, certain buildings, if they were built before a certain date, don't have to be wheelchair accessible. So there are a lot of businesses, shops, restaurants that are not accessible. For me, one step means I cannot get inside. I use a wheelchair. I use a manual wheelchair. So if someone's with me, I can get help inside. But as a 33-year-old woman, I want to be able to come and go at my will. And so I cannot get into many, many places. I can't ride the New York City subway freely. So these are things that are always, you know, a part of my everyday life.
There are new challenges because of this pandemic, from kids having to learn in different ways for school, so you can't necessarily be in person, to what hospitals are allowing and the assistance people are allowed to have within their room. Anything you want to see addressed in times like these?
For the disabled community, many of us are at higher risk and depend on services and help in person. And that can be very tricky right now to get personal aids, to get the accommodations met. And I really believe that there are ways to do that that are safe. I think it comes down to support. When you have a disability, you rely on help. We need to make sure that that can be provided in a safe way.
What advice would you want to leave our audience with? Things that they should know or that they can do to help?
Oftentimes, people don't consider disability as a part of diversity unless they are personally affected. It's like something that someone doesn't have to look at unless it's somebody they love or they are disabled. So I just encourage people to educate themselves and to raise their awareness around the disabled community and access. You know, if you're building a new business right now, think about the ways in which disabled people can access it. There are so many important ways to provide access. And so if you are starting something new, be on the right side of history. If you're thinking about inclusion for all minorities, think about disability as well.
What will you be celebrating this Sunday?
I celebrate my freedom. I celebrate my independence. I celebrate my community. The disabled community is so fierce and so powerful, and I'm so proud to be a part of it.
And we've linked to more information in today's episode notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. Interviews like these will be available every Saturday, but be sure to join us Monday through Friday as well for our regular weekday episodes where we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. Subscribe or follow in your podcast app so you're always in the know. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll chat again on Monday. Have a great rest of the weekend.